Lisa Pereira joins us to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
Every front page this morning carries coverage of the White House meeting yesterday between Taoiseach Micheál Martin and US President Donald Trump. The headlines range from "I don't want to hurt Ireland" in the Irish Sun to "Ireland stole pharma firms," claims Trump in the Irish Examiner. The general tone of the coverage is summed up by the Irish Times editorial, which has headlined "Martin survives chaotic encounter." The Irish Independent headline says "Martin boxed clever, but Trump threats to Ireland remain." The Belfast Telegraph covers the encounter from a Northern Irish point of view. Below a photo showing Trump with Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly, the paper warns that tariffs between the US and EU could make US goods more expensive in the north. It reports that the Windsor framework means US imports into the north are treated the same as those entering the EU. If newspaper readers were wondering why Enoch Burke's family had travelled to Washington to coincide with the Taoiseach's visit, the Irish Daily Star provides some details. Mum Martina, Dad Sean and siblings Amy and Isaac protested yesterday outside the Renick Museum, just metres away from the White House. They held signs saying "America needs to know the truth about Ireland" and "Micheál Martin denies Christian liberties." The article says Sean was heard engaging with a member of the public but repeatedly refused to comment when approached by the paper's reporter. With so many column inches taken up with the White House meeting, there's less room for other matters. But Derek Scally poses an intriguing question in the Times. Who wants to be a trillionaire? He goes on to report that Germany's federal government will today debate whether to borrow at least €1 trillion to invest in the country's crumbling infrastructure. Given Germany's deep-rooted aversion to debt, Scally writes, it's a remarkable moment, and seasoned Bundestag watchers will be readying their popcorn. The Irish News also has an intriguing headline. Belfast man on Interpol's most wanted list for graffiti charge. It goes on to say, pensioner listed alongside murderers and gangsters over daubings on properties in Florida. The details are that Liam Mackin, aged 74, is accused of scrawling offensive graffiti on six properties linked to the Israeli and Jewish community in the Flagler Beach area of Florida in November 2023. He denied the allegation and returned to Belfast. Authorities in the Sunshine State want him extradited back to the US to face hate crime allegations. On day three of her coverage of charges for excess water usage, The Independent's Caroline O'Doherty reports that officials have halted their plans to finalise the household water conservation charge. After 2 days of political rows, she writes, the Department of Housing issued a statement yesterday evening saying there was no further work being done on the regulations. But she adds, while the government has made the issue disappear from the agenda, it can't magic away the reasons behind it, which are practical, environmental, financial and legal.
And that's Lisa Pereira.